Watch Over Me, written by Daniela Sacerdoti and read by Helen McAlpine.
Prologue. Persephone. The strangest, most amazing day of my life, the day that changed my perception of life and death, started like any other. I woke up in the world I've always known. I went to sleep, wrapped in a mystery. All our lives we make ourselves busy, trying to ignore the fact that darkness will come, one day too soon to get us. Infinity can't fit in our lives the way it is, too frightening, too huge. We have to cut it to size, doing all the million little everyday things that define the boundaries of our reality, using our five senses the way they're meant to be used, to touch things, to see things, things that are real and present and on this side of existence, the side of the living. We give the mystery a human face. We give a shape to something that's shapeless. We invent rituals to define the passages, turn life and death into ceremonies, making them earthly and somehow easier to grasp, to comprehend. When a baby is born, we don't dwell on why that little soul is now here, where it was before, what it knows. The new mum comes back from her excursion into the unknown, taking the baby with her from the darkness into the light, and both are cleaned and dressed and made to look as if they were never beyond, as if she hadn't just been underground, in the dark, where life and death touch and mix. And when somebody dies, the family can mercifully occupy their minds with all the heartbreaking little things we need to do when it's all finished. The flowers, the food, what needs to be put away, what needs to be given away, while tears fall on the objects left behind. A pair of slippers, a mug, a dressing gown. We comfort each other, holding on to a solid arm, clinging to a warm hand where the blood flows strong. We feel it underneath the skin and it sings so loud, so clear, that it banishes death away. How could we, even for a second, face what really happened? The way someone was there and then she was not, gone forever, gone into non-existence, without falling on our knees and screaming in terror, thinking one day it will happen to us, that we'll close our eyes and never open them again? How can we ever be so brave as to gaze into the deep, senseless darkness that awaits us and still keep on living? If darkness is what awaits us, because I know now that it isn't. The day that started like any other is the day all the frills were stripped away and I looked straight into the mystery. I saw someone whom I thought was gone, and she was there, standing in front of me. I saw a soul without a body, and she smiled. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe a whole lot of proof and science and thought stands before me to say I'm wrong. But I believe what my gran told me many years ago. That love never dies, and that what awaits us is the love we felt when we were alive. That beyond the fear and pain, love is there to catch us when we fall. This is what I learnt one spring night in the woods, and since then, I'm not afraid.